This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, brilliant, 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 brilliant. All right, you guys just heard that the French Fencing Federation, the Français, men, Frenchmen, have recognized lightsaber dueling, all right, like what they do in Star Wars, as an official sport. This is reported by the Associated Press. The Federation has made the move in an attempt to make the sport more appealing to a younger generation. This is according to TheVerge.com, and it has designed its rules to make sporting matches every bit as visually appealing as we see on the big screen. So, participants get to use a lightsaber, an illuminated weapon. Now, they don't get a blade, okay? I mean, they don't get to chop off an arm or chop off a hand, okay? They don't get to be kissed by Princess Leia when they lose their hand, even though they're technically her twin brother. But it's a polycarbonate blade, and the weapons, right, still require people need to wear masks and armor to protect themselves during the match. They say the new sport of lightsaber dueling has additional rules designed to improve its aesthetic appeal. They say the point of the lightsaber needs to reach behind each fighter before they attempt to hit. They say the intention is to make fights consist of large sweeping motions rather than the quick stabs of the blade you see in other forms of fencing. So you know how they joust and they come in and pierce. No, with the lightsaber, there's certain movements that get points. Now, I don't know about the whole twirling and throwing it in the air like a baton and then doing a quick turn and then a catch. Because Obi-Wan in the newer movies had like a lot of choreography, and I think he took some ballet lessons for those. I don't know if that is relevant in this. So, the sports rules are more typical of fencing. They say points are awarded depending on where the blade makes contact. Hitting the head or body gets you 5 points. Arms or legs get you 3, and hands get you 1 point. So the first person to hit 15 points wins. Man, I would be like, I would win in like 2 seconds. If the match is not over after 3 minutes, the person with the highest score automatically wins. So this is a very fast-paced, you know, non-boring way to, do sport. Now, it may not be officially entered into the Olympics, although, boy, the Olympics have a lot of, you know, interesting sports. Okay, what's that sport in the Olympics where it looks like they're vacuuming something and they're pushing a, is that curling? Where somebody looks like, I don't know what that sport is. They look like they're sweeping the floor. So one of the athletes looks like he's cleaning the floor. The other one is pushing the curl. And if that's what it is, I just don't get that sport. I don't get it. For the first couple times I watched, I'm like, okay, that's cool. But I just thought the Olympics, and again, I don't want to insult any sport, because I think there's art to everything. But see, Olympics to me, and maybe I'm old school, is Olympian. And I think of brawn, I think of speed,
I think of, you know, like these are human. The Olympics, I thought, originally, were supposed to be super men and women. So these were people that had strength and skill beyond others. Now, somebody could say, well, some of these other sports like curling or baton twirling or, you know, trampolining, you know, are skill and athletic sports. Okay, they are. But the see, if anybody had a skill and an art and a strategy, well, then chess should be there. Medicine would then be there. Dentistry. Have any of you guys tried to pull out a tooth from a screaming kid? That should be an Olympic sport. But they go, no, it's not about that. It's about sports. Well, now we're starting to beg to differ. Okay, pushing something down a alley or whatever, yeah, I see how that could be athletic activity, but does that mean that person is a superman or superwoman? Somebody who could run like Usain Bolt, that is somebody that's head and shoulders above, you know, the average human. Somebody who could lift hundreds of pounds. Somebody who could swim the speed of Michael Phelps. Again, those are some superhuman feats. And that's why those are the most popular. Now, gymnastics. Somebody could have an argument with gymnastics. Now, gymnastics, Okay, so gymnastics, for me, I love watching the girls' gymnastics. Because, you know, I always wanted to be a girl gymnast. You know, my butt was too big. Couldn't do it. But to be able to do splits and balance and things like that, and jumps, yeah, but I gotta admit, if we, you know, technically it is on the verge. Now, ice skating. My big dream was to be an Olympic ice skater. I wanted to be a figure skater. Of course, I didn't have the figure for it. Apparently, when you got big boobs, it's really hard to ice skate. But I could skate. I could skate. And so, ice skating, to do some of that stuff on the ice, again, very athletic. They are athletes. But is it artistry? Is it performance? Is it dance? You know, do we have the Cirque du Soleil people who are some of the most phenomenal entertainers in the Olympics? You know, where do we draw the line? You know, I was listening to Rick and Bubba years ago, a few Olympics ago, Rick and Bubba, and they were talking about horseshoe throwing. I mean, you know, if you're going to have some of this other stuff, I agree. Horseshoe throwing. 1-877-DOCTOR. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American incontinent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Jeunesse Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel's work on the dials. Excuse me, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So let me ask you guys a question. If somebody is going to get canned at your place of work, should you have a right to know? Should you have a right to comment on their stability? Now, the answer is, in most sectors, no. Person should have privacy if they're getting fired. Shouldn't be anybody's business. It should just kind of happen quietly and just everybody go about their merry way. The problem is what if the person getting fired decides to shoot people up in their place of work? So, it hasn't gotten as much publicity as it should, but this Aurora, Illinois, west of Chicago, shooting was really horrific. Workers did return back to the plant. where they are, were now five less, as five of their co-workers were killed on Friday. Josh Pinkard, a manager, Trevor Wenner, was on his first day as an intern, Clayton Parks, Russell Beyer, and Vincent Juarez. These are five people who were killed, five police officers recovering, and what apparently happened, according to Aurora Police Chief Kristen Zinman, is suspect Gary Martin was being fired on Friday. And he had a gun that he shouldn't have had, that he allegedly used to kill five of his colleagues. Zinman said some disgruntled person walked in, had access to a fireman he shouldn't have had access to. Now, police say Martin legally bought his handgun back in 2014 after passing a background check for a firearms owner identification card. The screening should have turned up, however, a 1995 felony, making him ineligible. The conviction did surface when he applied for a concealed carry permit, because that requires fingerprints. Now, Zinman said, once this conviction was discovered, the offender's concealed carry permit was rejected, and his card was revoked by the Illinois State Police. Zinman was asked if Martin is supposed to volunteer the weapon, or if he doesn't show up with the weapon, should someone from state police go to his house? Zinman says that the letter states that he needs to voluntarily relinquish the weapons. We are looking into whether we followed up on that, and if other agencies followed up on that. Now, by law, Illinois State Police are not required to seize firearms if they're not returned. So, this is a sort of honor system. Now, you know, this gun violence that keeps being brought up is obviously highly contested, because many of these shootings happen in areas where they do have stricter gun laws, which seems to show that, you know, making stricter gun laws don't necessarily solve the problem. The problem is we have people with severe mental illness. And even if Illinois did what they were supposed to, canceling, you know, preventing him from, you know, getting future guns, canceling his concealed weapons permit, etc., you know, him being able to get even somebody else's gun illegally is still a possibility. Okay? You know, you have to stop the shooter, not so much the weapon. Okay? I'm a good person. If I have a gun, and I do, it doesn't mean I'm going to use it. Okay? Giving a gun to a good person doesn't make them a killer. If you have a killer, they're going to find something to kill somebody with. Whether it's poison, whether it's drugs, whether it's, you know, a weapon. And so we have somebody here who unfortunately could be representative of a lot of people out there who may start to shoot when they lose their job. You know, we talked about the embarrassment a lot of times being the trigger to people getting, to people becoming murderous. I wrote an article on this. There was a shooting. I think a doctor was shot at work, and then some of the people in the ER, when somebody crushed because he didn't, I guess the engagement was called off, so he was all crushed, and embarrassment causes people to get violent. Not to mention rejection. And so here we have somebody who lost a job. Now, going back to the question, should coworkers have a say? When you look at this, I would say yes. I mean, you do deserve privacy, and an employee can sue if, you know, his business was broadcasted. But are we now at the state where we need to group everybody together and go, look, we're thinking about firing Bob. Do you think he'll just go, and we don't use the word postal anymore, but people use that term because I respect our postal workers, but do you think he will go on a murderous rampage? Now, some people are like, no, not a murderous rampage, but he may go postal. Well, what's the difference? So postal is a term that I think is still going to be used, even though it shouldn't be, it's not politically correct, for somebody just going berserk. And I guess it's because in the past that would happen at postal offices. I don't know. My grandfather worked at a postal office. I don't, you know. I'm not sure, again, where that came from. But, you know, the idea of will this coworker just lose it if he or she gets fired? Now, coworkers who don't like him will be like, oh, yeah, absolutely. Have security around. Maybe we need to have security around all the time when somebody gets fired. Maybe when somebody gets fired, there needs to be a protocol in place where there are armed security guards ready to go and follow them. But here's the thing. It's not so much the day they get fired. A lot of them are there in shock. Some of these people, they come back a week or a month later. Like, look at what happened with the Roanoke cameraman and reporter. This was somebody who was fired weeks back that decided to meet them at one of their interview hits and shoot them in cold blood while they were doing an interview off-site. How do you protect against that? We don't know what we're doing in this society because we have people that want to kill other people. And again, we don't know why he targeted we don't know why this guy here in Aurora targeted these coworkers, or did he just spray bullets? We don't know why the Roanoke shooter decided to target that reporter and cameraman. And actually the person that they were interviewing, he shot her too, but she lived. But when people get jaded or people get fired, they get mad. Problem is some people, even while they work, they get mad. They, you know, there's hatreds that brew. And, you know, do you worry about the ones that are really noisy and, you know, make a lot of drama? Or do you worry about the quiet ones? I say both. The ones that are quiet, some of them are the most dangerous. Some of the most dangerous people I met were the ones who wouldn't say a word. Or would keep things to themselves. See, I would rather know what somebody's thinking. I want to know what I'm dealing with. And so, firing somebody, people have gotten fired for centuries. People get fired. That's just kind of what happens. It's kind of the, you know, circle of economic life. But many of them, they used to go home, beat the wife, beat the kids. Or wife would beat the husband, beat the dog. Maybe they'd kill themselves. This idea now of shooting up coworkers, there has to be better plans in place on when firings get done and how security happens. And I foresee, from an economic push, I think one of the biggest drives now in the economy, or one of the biggest jobs that's going to be sought after, I think will be security. I think people are realizing that we need more and more security. Now, if we do need more and more security, do we want them armed? A security officer that can't take down somebody who's shooting is not as effective as somebody who can carry and shoot somebody. So, do we want to pump up our armed guard, you know, presence? That's a lot. There's a lot of places out there. We're talking not real big factories or plants or places of business. You know how many businesses are out there? Little storefronts? You know, like Supercuts and, you know, little boutiques? Somebody could go just AWOL. So, that's cheap. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe is continuing his book tour. Today on NBC's Today Show, he says he informed congressional leaders about opening an investigation into President Trump. He talks about why he called that meeting.
That we had information that led us to believe that there might be a threat to national security. In this case, that the president himself might, in fact, be a threat to the United States national security.
You can count Republican Congressman Jim Jordan on one of those who isn't so sure about McCabe.
Look, you can't trust Andy McCabe. I mean, he tries to make himself out to be a Boy Scout. 60 Minutes tried to make him look like that. You can't trust him.
Jordan, the Republican congressman from Ohio, was speaking there on Fox News. And 16 states are joining forces to sue the Trump administration for declaring a national emergency at the U.S.-Mexico border. The White House has not responded to those lawsuits. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Dolly, so thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. So, at KFC, now, this is KFC in Mongolia. Inspectors reportedly found E. coli in the soda and water. Nearly 250 customers reported diarrhea and vomiting after dining at a KFC restaurant in Mongolia last week. Yet bacteria in the drinking water and E. coli in the soda seem to be the culprit. 42 of the customers had to go to the hospital. Authorities announced plans to shutter the chain's locations to conduct inspections. That's some scary stuff. Health authorities traced the illnesses to a KFC located at the Zizan outlet in Ulaanbaatar. But they're now going to carry out inspections for the other KFC branches. This must really stink for KFC out here because they're like, look, this was halfway across the world, and I'm, you know, now people are going to be afraid to come to my KFC. There were at least 11 branch locations throughout the country.
although officials pointed to the franchise's local license owner, Tavon Boggs Group, as a responsible party. Now, they also hold the rights to Yum Brands, Inc.'s Pizza Hut chain. So they said, we deeply regret the negative impact that many people have suffered, especially to our guests at the Zison restaurant, and we are working to support our team members and customers during this difficult time, according to KFC global spokeswoman told Reuters. Oh, boy. KFC is going to be mad. They are, I mean, man, the, you know, when you own a franchise, I don't know if you guys know much about the franchise business, but you don't, like, own it. Yeah, maybe you get to keep some of the profits, you know, but you have to pay franchise fees. And if their name is on your product and they're advertising for you, they still own you. And so you, unfortunately, better be up to par, or they will shutter you if they think you can't run one of their KFCs. Because, look, it affects all of them. That could be the McDonald's, Wendy's, any of them. So they launched their first KFC location in 2013. And I didn't know KFC was in Mongolia. It's yummy stuff, though. I do like Kentucky Fried Chicken. I think Kentucky Fried Chicken is awesome. It's very tasty, but I have to pull off the skin because, you know, I need to eat it healthier. But still, very, very cool. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A charity is preparing to grant the final wishes for terminally ill patients who want to see a new display featuring hundreds of pieces of Rembrandt. The charity Ambulance Wish Foundation will transport patients to and from the Rijksmuseum in Amsterdam to see all the Rembrandts. Rembrandt was Dutch. And I guess all the Rembrandts are going to be on display to honor the 350th anniversary of his death. Yeah, I remember when I was in school, we had to take art class, and we had to see a lot of Rembrandts. I mean, I could identify a Rembrandt, you know, but that's about it. I'm not really good at art. So the display, I guess, is going on from February 15th to June 10th, according to the museum's website, and it's going to feature all of Rembrandt's 22 paintings, in addition to 60 drawings and over 300 prints. That's according to Kees Veldbouwer, the charity's founder, that he expects many patients to wish for a trip to see his exhibit called Late Rembrandts. And so apparently they estimate that there's going to be more than 50 trips granted to people who want to go who are terminally ill, and they expect more during this one. He explained that the charity organizes the trip, which includes coordinating an ambulance driven by an experienced volunteer and a trained nurse. So, you know, these final wishes, these charities for terminally ill patients, I think what they do is fantastic. I think it is brilliant. And, you know, I talk to a lot of older people and people with cancer, and many of them have a real calm about what's going to happen to them. And it scares a lot of us who, you know, just try not to think about it. We're like, okay, I don't want to think about it. I don't want it to happen to me. I don't even want to think about dying. Just nobody talk to me about it, and it won't happen. And we're the ones that suffer. The ones that are at peace with their next journey seem to be the ones that are living life right. You know, do you ever notice that? You know, I see a lot of older people out there, and, oh, my God, they are having fun. They are living it up. And mind you, I live in Las Vegas. We have a lot of seniors. And as long as they feel up to it or whatever, they will go and enjoy themselves. It's not about the planning for the future. It's not about what does he think of me, what does she think of me, am I pleasing my boss, am I this? They're just experiencing life. They're doing stuff for the kids. They're doing stuff for the grandkids. They're trying to travel. They're watching their favorite shows. They're going to the sports book. They're gambling. They're whatever. And they're partying. They're boozing. Some of them smoking weed. A lot of them having sex. You know, you kind of look at this and you're like, you know, we young ones, even though I'm not that young anymore, should kind of sit down and talk to an older person and go, how are you looking at your next 10, 20, 30 years? You know, I have a friend who's kind of older and is, I don't want to say a generation different from me, but, you know, definitely older. And he had said to me once that and it kind of bothered me that he already hit his peak and he's kind of just winding down. And he, to me, has decades to go. And I thought that was kind of a negative look on things, but then I realized that I might think that sounds negative. That may actually be exactly how older individuals look at, you know, their, I don't want to call it final chapter, but, you know, the, you know, ending of their book. I mean, what is the peak in your life? Is it when you have kids? Is it when you're married? Is it when you hit success in your job? The one thing I'm learning about is you never really peak, or you have tons of peaks. But, you know, I'm still building my career. I'm middle-aged. Maybe I'll make it. Maybe I won't. But maybe you have to just tell yourself, you want to know what? All right? I've done what I needed to do. Now it's all about living life. Now I'm not going to be worried about the career or worried about the building the family. You know, if you did that, okay, then change your focus. Well, now it's about my memory. How do I keep my memory alive? What could I do? Or now it's about my footprint on this earth. Or now it's about paying it forward. And so I see a lot of older individuals now do things like that. They do a lot of volunteer work. They help others. They make people smile. They build. And it's like they're, it's almost a whole new drive, almost a whole new career, a whole new campaign. And it's about living your life and loving your life. And, I mean, for me, I would want to still make a footprint. I would want to do something that, you know, lasts. And, you know, it just, not because I want my name famous. I'm building something that has my name not on it. Like National Blood Donation Week. I hope that goes on forever to help save lives. But, I mean, if I continue to, if that, you know, continues each year, which it is with the help of Valley Vitalant and American Red Cross and you guys and blood banks throughout the United States, you know, a National Blood Donation Week will save lives for centuries to come. I don't have to, you know, make an album or make a video, right, a music video. I don't have to do that to be famous. I don't need that. Yeah, I would like to make an album because I like to sing, but I'm not trying to be the next Celine Dion. Yeah, I know. With all the prayer in the world, I couldn't be the next Celine Dion. All right? But I wanted to, in life, do something that once I was gone, I was still helping people from a medical standpoint. So now maybe I can relax a little bit and just, you know, maybe concentrate on a good radio show. Nah, that's too hard. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and Daniel, who is working the dials. So this headline, it really made my episiotomy scar burn. They said half of fentanyl prescriptions are written for patients that have not tried weaker, safer opioids. And they say documents reveal FDA program to limit the drug is letting doctors slip through the cracks. We doctors are the bad guy. It's our fault. And we are slipping through the cracks. Oh, come on. Everybody hold the flipping phone, okay? When somebody comes in severe pain, and they have been through MRIs or back surgery or the gamut, and they tell their new doctor, because insurance changed and a lot of things happen with Obamacare. I'm not blaming Obamacare, but it does have a role. And somebody is new saying, look, this is what I'm on. I'm on fentanyl.
So don't start me on the Tylenol again. Don't have me go through all that. I'm already seeing you 5 to 10 years down the line. There's a very good chance that the doctor will refill the fentanyl. We doctors aren't slipping through the cracks. Now, fentanyl is sold, but also made illegally. It's 50 times more potent than heroin, 100 times more potent than morphine. And it is now considered the number one drug driving this overdose epidemic. Now, in 2012, they say the FDA had created a program to oversee and monitor these TIRF drugs, or the transmucosal intermediate-release fentanyl. So transmucosal intermediate-release fentanyl are these drugs that are really good for the breakthrough pain that we, you know, use for cancer patients or for people who have the need for some breakthrough pain. And a newly completed report by Johns Hopkins University found that the FDA and its partner of the program, McKesson, are failing to stop doctors from prescribing them to patients that have no need for them. Now, they're making us doctors sound like we're writing you fentanyl if you come in for a blood pressure recheck. That's not happening, okay? We're not that stupid. Now, okay, there are some people that may be stupid, that may be selling the drugs, but the average doctor who wants to keep their license is not going to be prescribing you fentanyl. We're going to be, you know, prescribing you your blood pressure medication or your cholesterol medication or your antibiotic or your birth control or your Viagra. And if you are in chronic pain, we might refill your current pain medications or get you in with a pain specialist. That's from a primary care standpoint. But these TIRFs, which I never prescribed, I was too intimidated by them, are kind of dangerous. They act very quickly. They're supposed to relieve intense pain and break through pain. And I guess there was a strategy introduced in 2012 to make sure doctors were educated on them and to, you know, make sure that we would be monitored and flag us if we prescribe it inappropriately. Now, I don't remember in 2012 any of this education. I just never really prescribed them. So I never got a memo. So if there were doctors that were, you know, comfortable with prescribing them for people in pain, they'd probably still continue to do so. It's not that we're being illicit. It's not that we're trying to sneak through the cracks. So Johns Hopkins University researchers reviewed nearly 5,000 pages of FDA reports on a subset of TIRF prescriptions written between 2012 and 2017. Rather than falling after a monitoring program was introduced, prescriptions for the off-label uses of the drug rose. Now, what were they prescribed for? Well, headaches and chronic pain. They say by 2016, over half of all these TIRF prescriptions were written for patients that were opioid naive, meaning they never tried weaker opioid painkillers like OxyContin. No, hold the phone. Hold the phone. I was told to avoid OxyContin. That's the education I got. The education I got was to avoid OxyContin because OxyContin was resulting in a lot of opioid overdose deaths. So we didn't go there. If I had probably given a choice of doing a, here's a lollipop that you could lick a couple licks and then put it away and save for later versus a pill, I might consider the TIRFs. Now, it all depends on if you have a patient that's going to follow your recommendation. I mean, think about it. When we look at pain control, there's a lot of psychology behind it. Okay? So if you tell somebody who is in pain that there's a chance that they may not be able to get their pain medication, or that this pain medication may not work already, they're going to start panicking. So, one thing we do in pain management is give them something for breakthrough. If they think they're going to have something for breakthrough, then maybe, and if they think they have something there, maybe they won't go into that panic, which is kind of what's happening right now with the whole opioid epidemic. People think that they're not going to be able to get a medication, so they start to freak out. You know, well, it was the only thing that worked. Well, I'm thinking, okay, well, it'll pass. It's not going to pass. So one idea is, okay, if you have pain issues, you'll be able to, for quick relief, use this and then, you know, save it for a rainy day or whatever, although I really wouldn't recommend, right? I wouldn't recommend, you know, reusing any of the lollipops or anything like that, but still. But people would have a go-to. This way, they didn't have to freak out, you know, about their other medications. And we would make sure they would have some baseline pain medication. So I was taught that, you know, you have peaks and troughs and have them on baseline pain medication so they don't withdraw and then do something for the breakthrough. And so OxyContin, we were told to avoid. So, you know, they need to cut us some slack. So the problem with a study like this is every time they decide to go after the doctors, you guys get affected. And I'm not saying that because I want you guys up in arms and I want you, trying to fight our fight. It's not that. It's, you know, they're going about it wrong, okay? Urging us to document and be transparent about our narcotic prescriptions is 100% fine. I agree with that. Urging us to justify why we're using that degree of pain medication is, again, very justifiable, and that's very logical. I'm fine with that. A lot of people don't have the time to do that, so many of them will say, look, I don't have the time to sit here and try to convince the government why I'm writing the medication, so I'm just not going to write it. And so it is causing a lot of doctors to say to hell with narcotics completely. But I do agree with these heavy, heavy-duty medications that there be some sort of justification as to why. They have spinal stenosis, they have dependency, they have, you know, cancer, etc. And if somebody is addicted, what are we doing to try to get them off? Did we refer to rehab? Are they in a program, etc.? Right? But I'm just really frustrated that doctors are continually looked at like the bad guys. And why would anybody young and new and fresh and, you know, willing to go hundreds of thousands of dollars into debt, why would they choose medicine just to be crapped on and accused of stuff and having their license threatened and being sued? You know, I have two boys, and they look at what we go through and what I talk about, and I don't think they're liking medicine. And they actually did have a passion for medicine. So we lost possibly two real good future doctors. That sucks. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.